going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Art.
You.
And Mike.
Hi.
And this is going to be a quick, sort of a quick episode. We're going to do a little spoiler-full review and discussion about Batman versus Superman.
Yep.
Art's seen it. I've seen it. Mike has not seen it, but doesn't give a fuck, apparently.
Nope.
Read all the reviews, listened to his brother's review.
Yeah, my brother's like the biggest Batman fan I know, and he had a rather scathing review. In fact, I'm going to pull up the text while you're introing here.
Cool, and we'll talk a little bit about Deadpool 2, which we haven't discussed at all. Art hasn't seen it, I've seen it, Mike's seen it, which really leads me to tell both Art and Mike to turn their nerd cards that I'm the one who's seen both the recent superhero movies. So definitely fucked up with that. Anywho, so Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Art, your thoughts.
Why are they fighting? I don't get it. I mean, they're superheroes, right? What's the premise of it? I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of people forget that Henry Cavill was, you know, starred in Man of Steel, and that was a prequel, so to speak.
Now, what did you think of Man of Steel?
I dug it. I thought it was cool. Liked it. A lot of people thought it was dark because, spoiler alert, he kills Zod, and it's like Superman doesn't kill people. Well, he did.
Yeah, I thought it was stupid the way he killed him, but
yeah,
that was the worst part of the whole thing. But I liked it going off in a new direction, kind of, you know, changing some stuff around, make it, I mean, slightly more realistic, I guess. Not really. Yeah. The ending was stupid, but I thought it was cool that he fucking just kills the dude at the end. I thought that was pretty sweet.
I just want to say, too, before we go even into this Batman v Superman, all of these movies, you can just tell where we are as a country, where everybody's so happy. Back in the day, all these comic book movies never gave a crap if there was destruction and mayhem, if the superhero was trying to defeat the villain. Now, from this movie to Civil War, it's all these things like, oh, look at all this destruction and everyone's suing. And you got to, you know, there's got to be these superheroes got to be held accountable. It's like all the movies themes are running by lawyers. That's the whole theme I'm getting right now.
Well, yeah. not to get too technical there, Art, but to quote an article that I read about this, is that it's a direct reflection of the society that we live in currently.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
there direct, we go.
Yeah.
Well, Art just said that, didn't he?
he said, I don't know if it is. And I said, I'm agreeing that yes, it is. That's exactly why they did it.
It also is kind of, it's also kind of stupid that both fucking Marvel and DC are like doing the same plots essentially at the same time.
Yeah,
like between Civil War and then Batman versus Superman, and it's like the same. It's, I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but whatever. I guess they're spaced enough apart. But your just overall thoughts: liked it, didn't like it. What'd you think?
It was okay. It was a good movie. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad. The reason I'd say a C. And the problem is there were some great parts, and then there
on
were
a scale
some
of what A to
parts.
Z. A to Z.
A to F.
Zod. A to Zod.
I'm grading on an A to F like a traditional school.
I give it a Jor-El.
that's a J?
Yeah. Or an L. It's a Jor-El.
Oh, a Jor-El. Gotcha. So a little bit lower than a J.
Mm-hmm.
But there were just some parts. And I felt like DC was trying to pack so many Easter eggs into this movie. Where it was like, at one point I saw this with my wife and she's like, wait, what does this have to do with anything? And I don't know. I just felt like they were making this movie like, yeah, let's just go this direction. And then all of a sudden they were like a dog, like, oh, let's go in that direction. Let's go in this direction. And you're like, wait, where is this going? But then there was some great action. There were some cool parts and some good dialogue. But overall, I'd say it was a C. It was like, all right, it was entertaining and all that. Maybe it wasn't Rotten Tomatoes bad, as everybody was saying. I think it got like a 29%.
Wow, it went that low? Last I saw it was like 36.
All right, whatever. Whatever it is,
wow.
Around the 20s, 30s, whatever. But for me, it was a C. Like, it was a C. I gave it a C+. I enjoyed it some parts, and other parts I'm like, you didn't really need to put that in there. What about you, Jay?
See, I was worried about them cramming all the shit into it, but I thought they actually did a pretty good job with that. Like, I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't all just kind of set up for the next shit. I like that. Oh, cool. They found a file about all the metahumans, and that kind of did a, just gave you a little quick cameo, you know, Cyborg and Aquaman and Flash. And who was the other one?
It was it? Wonder Woman. There was
Wonder Woman.
Oh, Cyborg. Wonder Woman. You said Cyborg. Yeah, there was only four files.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was a clever way to do it. That was kind of cool. They didn't go outside of the movie plot too badly to like introduce the shit that they kind of needed to set up. Wonder Woman was kind of out of nowhere. The Flash, like in his weird dream sequence, that was sort of weird. I didn't even realize that was the Flash until like I went and read about it after. I was like, what the fuck was that?
You didn't see because of the Lightning Man? And you didn't know, you didn't read Flashpoint and all these other comic books to get that? You didn't?
No, I mean, I got it in the other part with the,
you didn't
with
see
the
little
file.
Bubble in the movie theater that said, see comic book 1-5 of Flashpoint. You didn't see that?
Every time I hear the title Flashpoint, I can't help but think of the Jenna Jameson porno, where she's a fireman. That's all I think of is that Flashpoint and nothing else. Sorry.
That's go ahead. Same thing my grandmother said.
See?
So I thought that was actually good. I mean, what sucked about it, I think, was the severe lack of any sort of sense of humor. You know, that's one of the fun parts about the Marvel movies is there's always, you know, some good one-liners and that kind of thing. Hardly any of that in this one.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a wee bit too dark and serious.
Why so serious?
But again, I went into it, you know, the entire plot was pretty much ruined by the commercial, as I expected it to be. The trailer's just cliff notes. Yep, here's exactly what happens. Put it in order. You really don't even need to see the movie for the most part. But that aside, I went in expecting the worst, and I was pleasantly surprised. So I thought it was decent. It was all right. You know, there were a lot of weird plot holes, kind of like when you think about them more than a second. Why are they really fighting each other? Does that really make sense? Probably not. You know, why does Lex Luthor hate them both? Yeah, I don't really know. Like, what does LexCorp do, technically? Don't know. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the Google of the East.
Yeah. It definitely leaves lots of questions, but it's a fucking superhero movie. Like, stop thinking so much and just fucking watch it and eat your popcorn and shut up. I didn't love Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor that much, but and I would have been okay too with the movie just ending after Batman and Superman fight. Would have been okay with that. Did you need like another 40 minutes after that with fucking Doomsday? Probably not. But it was fine. Like, I wasn't like, oh, God, when is this going to be over or anything? But it was, it went a little long for my taste. But I didn't really have any problem with Ben Affleck. Art, did you?
No, he was fine. Again, like, maybe give him a B. Everyone was like, either he sucked or, actually, most of the people was like, were cool with his portrayal, I would say. They just thought the movie sucked, but they said like, I was pleasantly surprised. Those are the reviews I read, and I know Mike, he's going to weigh in what his brother said and the different reviews he saw. But from everything that I saw, it was, you know, people were like, oh, Ben did a great job, you know, being Batman. I just felt like they quickly did, it was like a Walking Dead little guest appearance as the Wayne parents. Did you see that? Did you make that connection at all? Did you see that at all or no?
Yeah, it was Lauren Cohen as the mom, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that till after. I was watching the credits, waiting for a post thing, and that didn't happen. And I saw her name pop up. And you know what else was bizarre? That I was like, "What the fuck?" There were not one, but two songs from Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine in it somewhere.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. There weren't like many song credits, and it was like that, and there was something else that I was like, "What the what?" And for you, if you don't know, Richard Cheese is like a parody song guy who does like he did like alternative tunes, but like lounge style. And apparently he had two songs in this.
Huh.
And I was like, what the fuck? So it was kind of worth it just to see that at the end. And there was another really weird thing that I saw in there too.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike, let's weigh in on your brother's opinion and also from what you read in the interwebs.
So let me first say that my expectations of this movie, still have not seen it, but my expectations are basically exactly what Jay said before about that trailer just completely ruined the whole movie for me. Like I'm going in knowing exactly what the plot is. I pretty much know the whole movie in my head. Now I just have to put the pieces together, you know, it's one of those. Mm-hmm. So that was upsetting to find out that that's exactly what happened when it ended up happening. And then, you just read all of these fucking reviews. Like everybody's trashing the shit out of this fucking movie. God damn. What the hell happened? And a lot of the blame is going at Zack Snyder for just not exactly what Jay said, not adding any humor whatsoever just having pretty pictures and that's it. You know what I mean? No essence, nothing more than just a fucking popcorn flick, because the fucking comic book nerds rule is that they want more substance than that when it comes to their fucking comic movies. You can't just have, it can't be Transformers, dude. It can't be fucking Transformers in a Batman suit. Can't fucking do it.
Says a guy who hates Michael Bay.
Here's some fun fact. So this movie got, what, a 29% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Something like, maybe.
Wow.
It was
36, that's crazy.
Okay, here's some movies that got higher ratings, also starring Ben Affleck. Mallrats got a 55%.
Nice.
And you want a pretzel?
26% higher than this movie. Armageddon got a 39%.
Woo! Don't want to close my mouth.
This one almost tied it, but Reindeer Games got a 25.
Hey, Reindeer Games.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, 53%.
Classic.
Batman versus Superman, 29%.
Wow.
Pearl Harbor, just below this with a 25%.
Ooh.
Daredevil, the much-panned Daredevil, 44%. To this is 29%. Have you heard anyone say this is worse than Daredevil?
I've heard people say, like, on par with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Worse, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Holy shit. That's incredible.
Yeah. And last but not least, the Ben Affleck classic, Jersey Girl.
Yeah.
41%.
Yeah.
Where's Geely in that?
Yeah, where's
Geely? Geely's got a 6%. That was the first thing I looked up.
Mm-hmm.
Second was Jersey Girl.
I don't know if he was doing it as a joke or what have you, but I remember when people were taking pictures of Ben getting out of his car, and one of the books that he had was Acting for Dummies.
Photoshop. It had to be a Photoshop.
Yeah, that's really funny, though.
One of the predictions that I had before this movie came out was that Ben Affleck was going to be the best part of this flick completely. And from what I understand, that's probably the truth. Do you guys agree?
Who was the best in this?
What was the best part of this movie?
The ending.
The best part? Like
who was the best part?
Oh, which actor was the best in it?
Correct.
You know who I didn't like in it at all? Fucking whoever was Alfred. Who was that?
Jeremy Irons.
Yeah. Ugh. No. Like, he's like too badass. Like, Alfred's not a badass.
In the comics? Version of.
Different versions of Alfred. Yes, he is.
Yeah. I was not a fan.
Even in Gotham, he's a badass.
Yeah. But which comic series is it, Art, where he's British Special Service? Former British Special Service?
Is it the new 52? No.
I don't remember. But yeah, there's a version of Batman where Alfred's a fucking badass. He's like a retired badass.
You guys, you know, it's funny because you guys keep on talking about like how there's no jokes and, you know, Snyder, it's to blame. And here's the biggest thing, that one of the biggest issues I have just with keeping, if someone does a good job as a certain role and you're having this universe, I think you should keep them. I'm a big fan of Flash and Arrow on the CW, the shows.
Oh, big time.
And I don't know why the guy who plays Barry Allen didn't get in the nod. Snyder was like, the reason why we didn't do it is because it was a dark movie and this is going to be a dark series, even if it's Justice League. But this is something that I could see him pulling off. And the two parts where Flash was in this movie, it's like, you know what? He could have pulled it off. I see this guy and I'm like, Grant could have been awesome in it. And because you know another thing, Jay, like, let's just say this guy popped in Bruce Wayne's dream sequence and you saw kind of like that suit or that actor all of a sudden be like warning him, it's all, you know, it all goes around Lois Lane. Would you understand who that was?
Not if it was just that part. And I didn't know until I read. I was like, what was going on there?
Like, no, like if you saw the actor, the guy who plays Barry Allen on the CW show, and it was him, Grant Gustin, would you be like, okay, yeah, that's the Flash?
No, because I don't watch fucking every comic book thing that comes out.
DC fucked up royally when it comes to the Flash already, because they have this show on the CW. This guy Grant Gustin is amazing in it. The fucking show is amazing. It's got real high acclaim. They've done it completely right, and then they go and they cast a different actor to play him in the movies, and they basically have to start all over again with the good faith when it comes to, is this actually going to be any good, or is the person who's the fucking actor going to be really good? So they have to like start all over again. It's a dumb move. I don't understand why they fucking did that.
Probably you have like different contracts, different studios are making these things, and if you put all your eggs in one dude's basket and like
Yeah, it's
his
all...
movie comes out and it fucking hits.
Right,
you're gonna be fucked. That dude's gonna take you to the fucking bank.
But it's all Warner Brothers. So
well, is it? Well, or what if like something happens to him?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I don't know.
The show would die, and or they'd have to get something. I mean, you could always, hey, this is, you know, Flash from Earth 2. He's coming to help because the other one died.
That's the thing. I think that they're maybe trying to pull off. They're like trying to, I don't know, maybe they'll explain that or some shit. I don't know. That's the thing with the Flash. The Flash plays with time and multiverses and stuff so much that it's, you have to really think with your whole head. You can't.
No, I get that. It's true, but I would have loved to see Grant Gustin just playing.
Oh, absolutely. That's the bottom line, is I think this guy, Grant Gustin, has pretty much solidified himself as the Flash. So anybody else jumping into that role has to catch up to him. No pun intended.
Even if you had a cameo with Stephen Amell, who plays Arrow in like the Justice League movie or something along those lines, that would be perfect. It'd be kind of seamless. I mean, that show is even dark anyways to begin with.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So here's what my brother said, who, again, this is my brother is the biggest Batman fan that I know. This is what he first said. He goes, "Now I know how Mike feels when they fucked up Spider-Man and Spider-Man 3. That was his first thing. "I was bored for most of it. And you're right. Lex Luthor sucked."
What was his faults with Batman and his...
Okay, his biggest thing with Batman is that Batman doesn't fucking kill people. No excuse for Batman killing people. But
doesn't he in one of the comic storylines?
He used to, like, back in the fucking 40s or some shit, but I don't think...
Really? But Superman's never killed people either, so who gives a shit?
Batman, the only person who, as Batman, has killed people was in the alternate verse when Thomas Wayne played Batman, I think.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think, like,
so it's not technically Bruce Wayne
movies, like, all the... fucking up he does of all these like bad guys and shit, nobody's ever died?
Yeah, I don't know.
Even like not I mean, in this one he just fucking straight up stabs a dude.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, okay, people die by accident because of destruction. Yeah, it's not his fault. Like, he doesn't, like, he kind of wipes it off. It's like he maybe died, maybe he didn't, but it, like, actually taking out a gun and shooting somebody in the face, no, he doesn't fucking do that.
I don't know. I liked it. I don't care. And dude, it was weird. I had to check myself for a second when he's fighting Superman and kicking the shit out of him. I was so excited. I was like, "Kill that fuck!" Like, I got way too into it for a second. Like, I thought I was like really watching a fight, like watching my friend fight somebody.
Oh, awesome.
Like, "Do you bleed?"
Yeah.
"You will."
Like, I got way too visceral for a minute. I was like, whoa. Like, I felt good watching that.
Yeah.
Way too good.
So my brother said he felt...
But, like, yeah, like, I hadn't felt, like, just adrenaline, testosterone, whatever it was. I was like, yeah, kill him.
So he says he felt bad for Affleck, and he says, you know, "Even though I feel like most critics had made up their minds before they went to see it, it's still hard to argue with them. It really was a mess. I'm not just saying that either. I wanted it to be good. The way it was put together was just bad. There was no getting around it. I can't believe how much I didn't care." That was a fucking line and a half. I was like, wow.
I didn't care about the ending. 100%. I agree with that, because mega spoiler alert, but it doesn't matter anyway. Fucking nope. Superman dies at the end. Okay.
What?
Anybody who knows anything about the fucking comics, first of all, you know, Doomsday fucking kills Superman.
It's right.
The biggest Superman storyline ever.
Right.
Okay. So that's not a shock. Number one. Number two, you know, he's not fucking dead. There's 15 more movies coming out that he's going to be in.
Right.
That have been announced. Of course he's not fucking dead.
Right.
Because you saw the dirt rise.
So it just removes any ounce of emotion. Like, sure, they did keep that secret locked up. Like, it didn't leak before the movie came out.
Right.
But of course he's not fucking dead. So nobody gives a shit. Nobody's fooled by this.
Right.
And if you're going to do that, and if you think there's some dumb kids watching it, who shouldn't be anyway, because it's too fucking violent for children. So for the dumb kids who might be like, "Oh my God, Superman died," like the way we got upset when Optimus Prime fucking died in the Transformers movie. Yep. If there's any dumb kid who's going to fucking, you might, any moron who literally has never heard of Superman and went into this fucking movie seeing this might be fool for the fact that he might be dead. Just let it be that. Don't fucking show the dirt come up off the coffin at the end.
Right.
So now you already took our 100% thing that you're not fooling anybody with, and then you went, "Fooled ya." No, you fucking didn't. You didn't fool us to begin with, and then you did not fool us. It was the stupidest fucking thing ever.
I think
and then for the
Rob,
one person you might have fooled, then you just went, we fooled you. He's not dead. Which just blew the whole ending of your fucking movie to begin with. We already knew that's not what was going to happen.
Mike, so I think your brother would be enjoying this movie a lot better if he was watching the film behind Jay in the theater.
But yeah, you're right. Like, zero reaction.
Yeah.
They could have just done without the him dying thing.
Right.
And it would have been better.
Right.
It was just stupid. Like, you're not fooling anybody.
Yeah.
We know it's Dawn of Justice. Justice League is going to be the next fucking movie.
Right. We
with
know
Superman
the
in it.
We know the movies that are coming out in the next 17 years.
We've already seen the set photos from the next movie with fucking Superman in it.
We know all the actors' contract lengths. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, you fucking spoiled everything for the next
guys, they could
years.
Be flashbacks.
So stupid.
Now, Art, answer me this, because this is one thing that the only thing that possibly could salvage this from the critics or from the fucking comic book nerds later. Do you think this entire thing talking about multiverses is a multiverse from the Flash's point of view? This whole thing is from the Flash's point of view is a bad multiverse.
All right. Explain for the people who do have sex. What's a multiverse?
So Jay, picture it is this way. There's many Earths, okay, and they're all right next to each other, and they all vibrate at different frequencies. So they actually all
and
exist.
Time goes in a straight sexy. Line.
Yeah, they all exist, but in different universes, because each Earth vibrates at a different frequency. So
up is down,
Flash
left is right,
and Flash, because he can run so fast, he can actually travel. If he runs fast enough, he can actually travel between multiverses. So he ends up on, like in the series, The Flash, he ends up on Earth 2 for a little while, what he calls Earth 2, and it's just another Earth from another multiverse. So
it's an Eartha from another Mirtha.
So basically what I'm asking is, because this Batman vs. Superman was very unorthodox in the characters and how they kind of handled themselves, do you think that they might use The Flash as, oh, wait, that was all this weird multiverse, and this is what the actual characters are like, what you remember, and hooray.
They could do that.
They could do it. It's a fucking it seems like a cop-out now, but talk about a spoiler. There you go, buddy. There's a spoiler about 6 years in the making.
Yeah, that could happen, and the reason why is because of the way the Flash looks in when he's coming through one of Ben's or Bruce Wayne's dreams. Ben. Bruce Wayne's dreams, where I'm like, all right, yeah, I could possibly see that, but with all the Easter eggs and everything that they were cramming into this movie, yes, I believe that could be a possibility, but that would be over. I mean, you heard Jay, who has sex on a regular basis, I guess he had no idea what Flashpoint was,
right?
So that would just, like, half the movie audience would be like, wait, what is Flashpoint? Wait, what? Like, so it could happen, but that would be so much explaining to do. In the way that is Zack Snyder doing all of these movies?
I kind of hope not. But I don't know. Is he?
Because if he is, then we're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
I know there's a petition to get him off the next one.
Yeah.
Because did Nolan help
he's
out?
He's a producer.
Or, he's a
producer.
Okay.
He's a producer. So he basically put up the money. He didn't really, you know, he didn't have a lot of creative input. There's definitely a feel of it feel to it that you get that has a very Nolan-esque, you know, feel, but it's Snyder all the way.
A lot of people are saying this was a clone of, like, did you hear the Lex Luthor clone theory?
No, I didn't hear that one. That whole Lex Luthor thing, though. I think Jesse Eisenberg's terrible.
Well, yeah, and then Jay's kind of right, where it's like he's just a real estate agent gone bad, and it's like, all right, there you go. And
he's not even in this one. He's just like a
tech guy.
He's like a
Bill Gates douche.
He's just like your younger brother, just like constantly bothers you.
Well, he kept on saying his dad, and you know he was Lex Jr. And people were saying it was another timeline, another comic story where Lex makes a clone of himself. And that's who Jesse Eisenberg is played as in this. Some people have a theory that that's why he's just kind of all in different areas and why. He
again, though, that's a long time to explain a fucking gotcha, you know.
I agree, but I'm like, all right, so there you go. And at the end, you see that guy come to talk to, you know, it was Batman comes to talk to Lex. How long was the movie? Like 2 hours and 15
minutes? 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Yeah, the movie could have been like, seriously, Snyder, I felt like, just had ADHD where he was like, oh, we're gonna go this way, no, we're gonna go that way, oh, we're gonna film this way, and probably actors like, wait, what are we doing?
Yeah, and they had lot riding on this movie. That's what it was.
And for me, the opening scene is like, I think everybody and their mom knows how Batman came to be.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't really need to show the origin story right then and there.
We gotta do it again. Seriously, have two fictional characters been killed more times in movies than Thomas and Martha Wayne?
And I love the fact that like this was like the movie where they were both, how they forgot to realize the connection between Martha and Martha, like Martha Kent and Martha Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb. Also, yep.
Wait, that was in the movie?
Yes.
That's why they stopped fighting, dude.
Shut up.
Yeah, Batman's like, oh, you have a mom? And she has the same name as my mom? Let's be friends.
What are you talking about, my mom, Martha?
No, his mom. Wait, you have a mom named Martha? Oh, we're buddies now.
Yeah.
Do we just become best friends? It's fucking stepbrothers. Wow. Are you? Okay, that's fucking hilarious.
This whole scene is, big spoiler alert, Batman's ready to like take a big spike of kryptonite and just jam it into Superman, kill him, and all of a sudden Lois Lane stops. She goes, you need to know about Martha, we need to save Martha, and he's like, wait, what?
Oh my god. I'm kind of glad you spoiled that for me, because if I saw that home, because I'm going to wait until this movie's like available online somewhere that I can download, because I'm not going to the theater to see it. But if I would have seen that here at home, I probably would have broken my TV. So I'm very glad that you told me that that's...
Rob didn't tell you that?
No, he didn't. That's fucking funny. Holy shit.
You have a mom named Martha too?
Ugh.
Cool. Let's go to Chipotle. Let's have some lunch. What do you think?
I got this guy who talks to some fish. Friend of mine.
I still don't understand how they're going to make that feasible in any way, shape, or form.
Aquaman?
Yeah.
And his cameo was awesome. It was just like one of those
so dumb
X-File videos.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I heard
I'm gonna throw shit with you.
Somebody told me that it looked like it was like somebody took a Polaroid camera, one of those underwater Polaroid cameras in a pool, and just took a picture of somebody real quick, and like their eyes are bugging out, like, what's up? What?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Whoa. What? And the cyborg thing, that was like the quickest origin story ever.
Yeah, pretty much.
They did like, you know, Batman's looking at the video and all of a sudden it's like, quick, let's do the cyborg story because no one knows who the hell this guy is except for people who don't get laid, according to Jay.
Yeah.
All right, cool, boom.
Yeah, I was like, well, now this guy doesn't need a movie.
Do you hear about like they're doing reshoots on Suicide Squad because they want to make it a little funnier because of how badly this was panned as being too serious?
I'm fine with that.
But they've got Bohemian Rhapsody. They're good.
Yeah.
Dude, fine. That trailer looks awesome. You disagree?
I have zero faith in that movie, by the way.
I'm excited for that. I'm about as excited for that as I am for Deadpool, honestly.
No.
Especially after this last trailer.
Welcome to Earth.
So
the last trailer looks awesome.
You saw Deadpool.
Yes.
So you think it's going to be like that kind of movie?
No, not to that extreme.
Okay.
But no, I'm just excited about it.
Okay.
Especially after this recent trailer. I think it looks great.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Deadpool, Mike?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I did. I loved it. It felt like Ryan Reynolds' movie. Like, it felt like he basically wrote and starred and directed and acted, like, did all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just felt like his movie. It was really good. I laughed through the entire thing. I mean,
it was fucking hilarious. It was great.
And the whole thing really only had like one big action scene, but it was cut up into like eight pieces throughout the entire film, which was great.
It was a super thin movie. Like,
yeah,
like,
without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Any plot. But it kept it moving the whole time. It was funny. It was awesomely violent and fucking profane.
Yeah.
And I liked it a lot. I went in with very high expectations and was a little disappointed by it, but it was a ton of fun. It was pretty much everything you would want out of a Deadpool movie, I think, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Absolutely.
And I'm so glad that they didn't hold back anything.
Yeah. Oh.
So fucking glad.
So glad they kept it with an R rated.
Is Suicide Squad R?
No, there was talk about it, but no, they're going to go, it's going to be hard PG-13, and they're going to, like I said, they're doing reshoots to funny it up.
That might ruin it. I'd rather see Suicide Squad as a fucking R.
Yeah.
Because that looks, it isn't the whole, I mean, I don't really know much about the story of the comic stories of that, but isn't that all pretty fucking dark? And
well, it's basically what's the organization? It's like a government organization that puts together a band of
Argus,
of Argus puts together a band of criminals,
right,
and to do their dirty work for them, and they have to do it because they're implanted with some chip or whatever that if they go rogue and they decide no, they don't want to do it anymore, they can just set it off and kill them.
Okay,
so
and
it's
then
a,
they're forced to be an independent state to the sequel.
I don't know. That last trailer is pretty sweet. Who is the bad guy in Suicide Squad, by the way?
No idea.
They're all bad.
Is it the Joker?
Apparently, it might be the Joker. Or I've heard several things. I've heard the Joker's the bad guy. I've heard the Joker only appears in flashbacks in Harley Quinn's backstory.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Affleck's in it.
Yeah, Affleck's in it for a short period of time. So that could be. I don't know.
And am I the only one who's not at all interested in Civil War and Captain America?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, you are.
You are the only person that I fucking know on this planet, of course. How is that possible? How is that possible? Godfather. I don't really like it.
Yeah. Star Wars, New Hope.
Isn't really good.
I don't know. The good guys are fighting each other. I mean, just like Batman versus Superman. It's like, yeah, okay.
No, it's not going to be like Batman versus Superman. You shut your mouth.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, oh, we're mad at each other. Let's fight. Like, that's all I got so far. And I just don't care that much.
First of all, I mean, have you seen all of the different Marvel movies?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
The way that Marvel has put stock into all the characters, and for me,
This has been building,
and you've seen tension between Stark and Rogers for a while.
Just yeah, but we've also seen them all fight each other before.
But that was play fighting.
Oh, okay. And again, we know none of the major characters are going to die.
Well, not really. Because some certain people's contracts are up after this movie.
IMDb. It's a spoiler.
Yeah. I've also read the comic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's from what I understand, it's going to be quite different from that, but same premise basically. But
you and Debbie Downer are the only two people who don't care about Civil War.
Seriously.
That's pretty much it.
That's hilarious.
This is an exclusive. We found the other person besides Debbie Downer.
And
put exclusive on this podcast title.
Exclusive. The appearance of Spider-Man finally.
The truth is out there.
Which
that's kind of cool.
Which, holy shit, there was a tweet that summed it up perfectly. In less than 4 seconds, I've now seen Spider-Man do the most Spider-Man-y thing on fucking film. Dude, I'm really, really trying not to get my hopes up too much because that last one was just fucking terrible. So
I think it's going to be very much like the Wonder Woman situation in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, without a doubt. It's going to be
2 minutes at the end.
Yeah. Well, not even 2 minutes. I think it's a couple of scenes. I think it's how like Wonder Woman was. Like Wonder Woman's probably was, what, 15 minutes total screen time? Mm. Both her in costume and just as a regular person, right? Maybe something like that. So yeah, I think it's going to be kind of like that. I think you're going to see Spider-Man in two suits.
You need him in the whole movie.
No, not at all. It's going to be a very brief thing. It's
going to be in 15 minutes. It's going to be the origin story quickly.
Not even.
I know. I'm just joking.
No, apparently he's already doing his thing. He's been Spider-Man, homemade Spider-Man for a while, and then Stark gives him his new suit, which is what they showed in the trailer, which was fucking
By the way,
awesome.
Where's Hulk? He's not in this?
No, they're explaining that he actually might show up in the next Thor movie. He might show up fighting.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Not for Ragnarok. Sorry, Jay. There's just so much fucking underlining nerding going on right now. Bringing it back to Batman Superman.
Riverside Hulk's on wins.
Period. Yeah, true.
And Thor. Thor's not in this either?
In Civil War? No. But then that's the reason.
They have to be on opposite sides because they cancel each other out because they can't die.
Correct. And that's actually the reason that neither of those two were in there, because that's just fucking, that's a cop-out. Because it's like, yeah, whoever gets Hulk wins.
Well, Thor's invincible. He's immortal too, isn't he?
Kind of.
I wish that were true.
So, but bringing it back to Batman Superman, because, Art, I have to ask you this. Because I honestly don't know DC like I know Marvel. What they're trying to do, what they're trying to set up here or whatever, does this have any resemblance to anything Justice League-wise? Like any kind of precursor to Justice League, any kind of Batman series, Superman series, anything? Like, does this remind you of anything that you've read?
it again, there
takes parts of things. You know how like Dark Knight took part from like Killing Joke and stuff, and
and they even brought in the Killing Joke. And I don't know if you talked to your brother about that too, where in the Batcave you see at the Robin costume.
Yeah.
And that was in the trailer too, and that pissed me off too. It was like, don't have that in the trailer.
Right, that was a great reveal. Yeah.
Like that would have been a fantastic Easter egg, and that gave you a point where it's like you didn't need to see the gray and Bruce Wayne's hair to see that it was older and
old man Batman. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They're pulling pieces, like especially with the New 52 that happened about 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The Justice League, the first one, it was everyone's like, who the hell is a Superman guy? And everyone starts fighting him.
Oh, and, okay.
Like Batman knew the Flash and he knew, Green Lantern, and you know they start being like, who is this guy on, you know, Metropolis, we gotta go stop him. And the whole idea was trying to, you know, stop Superman in the first one, and then they're like, all right, but you know, he's a good guy, let's all band together and we form the Justice League.
Yeah,
after a couple issues. But yeah, they're picking and choosing from different comic lines and different eras and all that, and that's the problem where I think some of the comic geeks are like, huh? And then the people who are not following this have been like, wait, why is this happening? But who is this guy? And
yeah,
is he important? What's going on? And
it's kind of like they're trying to be too smart for their own good.
Yes, you know, they're trying to be too smart for their own good. They're trying to follow the Marvel movie thing and
template. And yeah,
and it's not working because they make the Batman movies. Like if you had Christian Bale as Batman and you kept him in there, and you had Man of Steel, you had Henry Cavill in there, fine, that's great. But now you're just putting all these different versions of Batman and Superman in there, and you're just kind of like, huh? Where Marvel, you had no idea. It was like, all right, all of a sudden they took a B-rated character, Iron Man, and they made him an A-plus character.
Well, not to mention they didn't do any kind of crossover thing until Avengers. Like, everybody had their own movie first, so there was build to that until they all got to, you know what I mean?
And you cared about that story. Some of the, you know, some of the origin stories were kind of blown pretty fast, but Iron Man, like John Favreau and Robert Downey Jr. just laid the foundation of how you start the series.
They're just kind of going, DC's just kind of going backwards, it seems, with the whole thing. And they think they got a little too big for their britches because they figured, oh, you know, Dark Knight did so well. We like how that, you know, it's set in realism a little bit. That fuck it, we're just kind of gonna do our own thing, and you know, we got it. We know what the tone should be.
DC, stick to TV.
Yeah,
there you go. Just stick to TV. Marvel,
stick to TV, man.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is decent, but like their movies just trump all of the stuff they do on TV.
Yeah, sans the Netflix stuff, but yes.
Oh yes. Oh, I mean Daredevil, and I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet, and I'm passed on that.
Daredevil's been amazing. I've watched both seasons now.
I just feel like on regular TV, it's like DC, that's your home base. Just stay there.
Yeah.
And they're trying too hard, especially when you found out like, all right, Batman versus Superman is going to be the door to could you imagine if Marvel put Civil War as like their second movie?
Right.
And it's like, all right, now we're going to start the Avengers. And you're like, wait a minute, they were fighting and now they're cool.
That's a difference. That's the exact difference, Jay, which I don't understand why you're the opposite here, where Marvel's had some fucking, they have some clout, so they can put, they're allowed to put out a movie where the guys, you know, the heroes fight each other. And
I just don't
fucking DC was just like, whatever,
look that good. It's like, okay, they're gonna fight each other, so
I'm not giving you the whole movie.
Right, exactly.
Maybe they do the low don't. Expectation thing. Go in with low expectations.
Have you seen like all of the different trailers for the movies, for the Marvel movies? Have you ever been like, yep, I know exactly what's going to happen?
Right.
I can't remember. There's too many.
There you go.
Here's a random question. Have Metropolis and Gotham ever been that close to each other before in the history of anything?
That's what my wife said. She's like, how come you can see Gotham from Metropolis? Yeah, like, oh, we're going to go over there.
I heard it's supposed to
be Twin Cities all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, what?
I read
sure that like that Superman fight might have spilled over across the bay. And by the way, like how do they rebuild fucking Metropolis so fast? Like have you heard of 9/11? It took them like 15 years to rebuild one fucking building. This is like 2 months later. Like yep, everything's cool. It's like I didn't remember seeing any construction going on. Was there any of that?
4 weeks later.
Yeah. Everything seemed pretty tip top.
Yeah.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah. A bunch of Lego like, people running
like,
around.
There's like one sequence of fucking LexCorp like building something, and that's it. Like, yep. We're all good to go again.
They were just landscaping. That's it.
Yeah. Just like one janitor, like a push broom.
They had three orange cones. Oh, that's where they were building? Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's like Wreck-It Ralph. The one little dude with the hammer comes along. Was it Fix-It Felix?
Yeah.
I can fix it.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that this the distance between Metropolis and Gotham was supposed to represent like New York City and Newark. Like it was that kind of.
Yeah, but it's usually traditionally it's like Gotham is Chicago, New York is Metropolis.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
That's what I've. It's like, oh, also too, if you look in the water, that's Aquaman's lair.
Yeah, all right, it's cool. All right there. So everything, talk about East Coast bias, Jesus.
And upstate New York, that's the Fortress of Solitude.
Yeah,
it's not in North Pole.
Right, it's somewhere near Schenectady.
You can only go there in the winter because that's when it freezes over.
Right.
All right, cool.
But it's it can't be an actual town name, so it's like Frenectady. It's like close. Like Metropolis, that Statue of Liberty. I'm not New York, I swear.
Malbany.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had no problem with Ben Affleck as Batman. I didn't really have much issue with any of the Batman shit, so I don't know.
No, he was good.
My brother's so upset.
And the scenes where, you know, they kind of showed him be the Dark Knight in Gotham was good. And again, a lot of people, especially with having Kevin Smith in his corner, Ben's corner, you'd be like, all right, don't mess this up. And I'm going to show you how. Because this dude's written for Batman. He's written for DC. Yeah. He knows what's going on. So I don't know.
In other Batman news, I've got a few dollars burning a hole in my my bank right now. And I kind of fell into a movie prop Facebook group.
Uh-oh.
Like internet rabbit hole.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. No. What'd you buy? I bought Michael Keaton's boot.
You bought Joker products? You brought some brand
Joker products. He's been using
I did find a website that makes fucking almost 100% movie accurate Dark Knight fucking costumes.
Whoa.
Dude, $2,000.
$2,000.
$2,000.
What are you, fucking Ben Wyatt from Parks and Rec? Just buying a full Batman costume. Treat yourself.
But think of all the joy. You know, you just show up at like a children's hospital as fucking like the legit Batman.
Legit Batman.
Like, holy fuck.
You got the chin.
2 weeks later, the costume falls apart.
Yeah. You got the chin to pull off of Batman.
Yeah, I feel like I do. And like the outfit's like good enough to cover up any, you know, you don't need the full Superman body.
Yeah.
Like it's not spandex, it's fucking armor.
Yeah.
So like that can cover up all the soft underbelly.
Yeah, you always have to worry about soft underbelly and crotch bulge when it comes to most Superman.
You don't want
to
be like
superhero costumes.
Fat man at Comic-Con.
Right.
It's also a motivation to stay in some sort of decent shape.
The ears are drooping down.
But it's one thing to not fit into like your jeans from college, but like to not fit into your $2,000 Batman suit, that's a problem.
That's a problem. That's a canceled check. That's an issue.
Yeah.
So, the first words that comes out of someone's mouth, like, oh, letting yourself go there, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly. That's not what you want to hear. So I don't know. I'm seriously toying with the idea of fucking do it. Plus you win Halloween and Comic-Con for the rest of your life.
True.
And I figure what, like 20 kids parties for an hour, $100 pop. You make that back.
Yeah.
Over however long it takes. And then you just bring endless joy to fucking children.
Mike, look at this dude.
And I get a Batman costume.
He goes to 2 superhero comic book movies, and all of a sudden he's going to start buying movie prop and replicas and stuff. I love it.
We can come back to Jay fucking next year. He's going to have full Batman DC and Marvel costumes. Everybody. He's going to have an Instagram where he's making his own fucking weapons.
I think just the fun value of just the pranks you could play with like a full on Batman costume,
right.
And like just the silly videos you could make, mundane things.
I love
showing up at weird places. Like just walking to someone's wedding, like walking to church as Batman.
I love the idea of you getting ridiculously into cosplay for ironic reasons. I love I think that's amazing, actually.
Well, you know how much I love just awkwardness?
Yeah.
Just like showing up in awkward places, just dressed with a full on bet and just not even saying anything.
Not even.
You just like sit there, just go to church because no one's going to do anything. Like you just sit there. When church is over, you just leave. You just like run across like a Little League game. Have like someone dressed as the Joker, just chase him across like an ice skating rink or something ludicrous, like in Central Park. Like there's so many possibilities of ridiculous things that you could do
there's
with
a
that.
Police standoff, and Jay's like,
"I got this." Just go play a round of mini golf, like Asbury Park or whatever, like the Jersey Shore.
Get like a complete replica of the Batmobile, drive through like a LARPing field and just take everybody out.
Just start mowing people down. That's what I would do if I was a billionaire and had nothing to do. I would not only have the costume, but I would buy a Batmobile too. And then forget it. I would just do nothing but that always.
Yeah.
Go to GothamCityFX.com and you'll see the fucking Dark Knight costume.
Gotham City FX?
They'll only make it for somebody up to 6 feet tall. Like what?
What?
Although, oh shit, it says up to 190 pounds. Can be adjusted by seamstress if you need different sizing. That's not good. I definitely don't make that weight limit.
Oh, dude, look at the Scarecrow one.
Yeah, they got some sick fucking costumes on there. They have like Batman villains.
They do rent?
Like the legit Bane mask.
They do rentals or is just all buying?
No, I think it's all buying.
Oh, dude, look at the alien face hugger.
Yeah, they got some sick shit on there. That's what's going on in my brain right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Think of all the viral videos of just Batman doing ridiculous things.
Absolutely.
Let's go bowling. Let's go bowling. It's Batman. The possibilities are literally endless.
It's a beautiful idea. I fully endorse you ironically getting into cosplay. I think that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah.
Now I'm down this rabbit hole too. Now.
Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, we gotta finish up so Art can go jerk off to something real quick that he found.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. Go see Batman vs. Superman if you haven't. Well, if you haven't, we already ruined it for you anyway, between the trailer and this podcast.
Yeah.
don't need to see it. There you go. And we'll be back next week, and talk to you later. I'm Jay for Mike and Art.
See ya. Sure.